Good afternoon. Thank you so much. And sorry, I have a name very difficult to pronounce outside France. I don't know if I have to describe myself. It will be difficult because before yesterday, I thought that I was young with brown hair. But yesterday at the museum, Thibault, instead of taking a picture of the painting we were facing, decided to make fun of me and took a picture of me. And with Be My Eyes, Be My Eyes did lie because she says that I was not so young and with gray hair. So I'm not sure I can trust this AA. I hope they will improve a little bit to improve to lie to my, to me, at least to me. Why we did create this campus with Thibault and other friends in Paris. As you know, the National Institute for Blind Youth, who I am the director and the first blind director after 240 years, we were created by one of our last king, Louis the 16th. We did have as student and teacher Louis Braille. He was student at the Institute. He created the code 200 years ago in our Institute, and when he was very young, because he was between 12 and 16 years when he invented the code, the universal code. And what we want is to honor, to celebrate the legacy of this creator, of this innovator, not only an alphabet. The issues in France, is, if you know that, is that we don't have only one institution for blind people. We have almost six national institutions, big national institutions, and it's quite difficult to have unified positions. We could do some advocacy sometimes, sometimes we are able to do advocacy with the government, but we weren't able to create something concrete. We were not able to celebrate correctly with Braille. So we had one advantage that four of the six big institutions are in the same district in Paris, in the 7th district, around the institution who I am the director. We are four. So the one APDV for the intellectual, blind intellectual, Voir Ensemble for the Catholic intellect, blind, and the Valentin Huy, the creator, the name in the name of the creator of the National Youth Institution. So these four institutions are in the same district, 100 meters from one to another. So it was very easy to be together. And thanks to the new generation of leaders of this institution, the X and Epsilon generation, we called ourselves like that, we began to discuss, to face the issues, and especially the research and innovation issues, because the researcher in France, the innovators, came to see one institution, one association or another to find some help, to some support, some money. And we were not able to respond, to answer to all of the expectation. We didn't have the competencies to answer to these researchers. And that's why last year we decided to change a little bit the things, because as Mark said a little bit before, alone we are unable to do anything, but together in four of our six, we hope we'll be able to face the issues for France at least, and later we'll see. And we ask Thibault to help us and to build this campus. So now Thibault, take the floor and explain the objectives of our campus.
Here. Okay. Hi everyone. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, James, for the invitation to this this conference. So, as Stefan explained, this campus. So, I'm the director of the project. This campus, Louis Braille, which is a very new project because we just opened 2 months, 2 months and a half ago. It was in December, last December. So the objective of this campus, which is created, as Stefan explained, by four of the major associations and institutions, like the school where Stefan is a director. So this campus was created by those four associations and is based in Paris, downtown Paris, in this district but with an international ambition. And as James explained, our ambition is to be a hub for innovation in Europe, at least, for all about innovation and research for blind and low vision. So what are the main missions, the main objective of this campus is first to be a place, to be, you know, an, we have some spaces available in the district because the four associations all together, it's about, I don't know if you understand the square meters, but something like 20,000 square meters of spaces downtown Paris. So, of course, the main building is the school where Stéphane is the director. But let's say we have a lot of spaces. So spaces to have some researcher coming, you know, for studies or from theses around low vision, blind, to have some spaces for an incubator for startups, because we have a lot of startups around low and low vision and blind, and also providing some trainings, especially for digital accessibility, which is a main topic, as you know, for blind, low vision. And altogether, the idea of this campus is really to focus and gather those people, those researchers, those innovators, and of course the blind, low vision, because blind, low vision are in the middle of this project, not only to be testers of the solutions, but also to be in the governance, because our general secretary is a blind journalist in France. Our four founders are all low vision or blind, so you know our board is, let's say, 60-70%. Constituted by blind or low vision person. That's very important that the people directly concerned are in the not only a member or tester but also part of the board and the governance. So that's the beginning. You know, we have already a few partnerships with university because the first axis is research. So we have a partnership with the Sorbonne University with few schools of engineer. Our focus is all topics that are linked to blind, low vision, that can help blind, low vision in their daily life, you know, to be independent, to be autonomous. But we are not dealing with medical research or medical disease, you know, all about the eyes disease. This is already covered by some hospitals in Paris or all over the world. So we will cover all topics that are not health or medical research, but all the rest. And all the rest, it's a lot, you know. It can be robotics, can be AI, of course, but also social sciences, everything that can help, you know, blind, low vision to be independent in the daily life. Second part of the campus is innovation. So that's, how, as I told you, regarding an incubator. So we have already 10 projects in the incubator. And one of the 10 projects is called GiveVision. I don't know if you heard about that, but I think they are UK-based or probably known here as well. So they have a fit in the campus Rebrave for the French market. And we will have a new promotion of startups in a couple of weeks, in 3 weeks. So probably increasing to up to 15 startups in total. So we are proposing them some spaces to like co-working areas so they can have access to some panel of testers. And you know, some events, some mentoring workshops, and so on. And the last axis of the campus, after the research and the innovation, after the research with the university and the incubator, is about the training. So there we will use the space to provide some trainings on digital accessibility, on, you know, on this kind of topics, including trainees that are blind, low vision, but not only. It will be mixed. Hybrid classroom. And the idea is also to be a resource center for, let's say, low vision, blindness, digital accessibility towards big companies or big associations, big, you know, institutions. So they can come and, you know, get some trainings for their employees or, you know, attend to one event, or be making awareness, making training to those, providing training to those big companies or institution. So just to sum up, this campus is a collective project, which is gathering four of the major associations in France, which is very new to the associations. They never did something like this together. So I think we can be very happy about, you know, starting by doing something together. because together, of course, we are more powerful, and something around innovation and research, and making also the interface between those associations with their culture, with the school of Free Braille, with the culture of this, the culture of this school, and big companies or big institutions, you know, toward providing awareness to those structures and to the companies. So if you, you know, if you have any questions or you want to connect with us, the international dimension of the campus is very important, because we really think that the, let's say, the market or the needs of the blind low vision, it's not local, and we really think that the needs of a blind or low vision in France, here, or in the US or in Asia are the same. So that's why we are here, and that's why the international dimension of the campus is very important. So we are more than happy to make some partnership or to connect with you know, all big associations or projects here or in other countries. So feel free to reach out to us after this this conference. We are here with Stéphane all this day, and we have a website, campusbraille.fr, and happy to connect with you.
And for the next event, if you want to join us, you can come to Paris on June the 2nd, because Thibaut and all the startup will present the innovations already in the campus. And on the 13th and 14th of November, we will celebrate the Braille Code, the 200 years of the code. So you are more than welcome. There will be discussion, presentation of researchers, and also of technologies, and some visits in Paris, at the Pantheon, if you want, or at the House of Louis Braille. We will do a Braille circus.
So we will share this invitation with James and hope you will all join. And for instance, the technology will feature and showcase on June the 2nd in Paris. So of course, the four startups that are already in the campus, plus some startups you probably know, like WeWalk, the cane, I guess some of you have heard about that. Glidance as well. This is a robot guide based in the US. So it will be the opportunity to test and, you know, to make like a demo of those innovation on June the 2nd. But we shall invite. You are all welcome to Paris.
Thank you.